Now, this is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Right. So if you're a six-year-old aspiring to be a criminal, listen up. You're not going to always be able to slide your pink Barbie Jeep without it being detected.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting pulled over driving a child-sized pink Barbie Jeep, you're doing okay. It's the guy in Canada named Casper.
And why was Casper driving the pink Jeep?
Well, he was drunk.
Oh, yeah, no, that still counts.
Yeah, he was also wearing aviator glasses, claims sure. He was being lazy and decided to take the Jeep out on a Slurpee run.
Right, really yeah, arresting him for driving a kid's Jeep.
I just wanted to get a Slurpee.
And you wanted to get a Slurpee.
Oh, wow.
He sounds like a character from Family Guy.
He does
like
a
Chris.
Little bit.
He sounds like Chris from Family Guy.
He does a little bit, but now he said there was a friend walking alongside him. Is that the case?
Yes.
I got lazy. I didn't want to walk. I'm going like three clicks. I did my hand signals and everything. Model number, Barbie Jeep, color pink.
Oh wow! I did hand signals and everything. Yeah, like, I mean, telling everybody when I was turning.
So here's the issue. The issue was, he drove on the sidewalk mostly, but he did swerve out and get on the side of the road. And that's what got him into trouble, is he was actually on the road, not on the sidewalk, right? Okay. So the cop pulled him over, noticed that Casper had a suspended license, also a blood alcohol level above the legal limit. So
that's not good.
So, yep, you guessed it, DUI.
Oh,
because
wow.
He was on the road.
A DUI. Wow.
And prohibited from driving for 90 days.
That's
so
serious. For driving a Jeep.
Yeah, well,
he just would have stayed on the sidewalk.
I know, he would have been fine. But the Barbie Jeep tops out at 5 miles an hour, so he wasn't caught for speeding.
That's good.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Wow. And apparently he just was unaware that was against the rules.
Right,
like,
exactly.
It still counts as a vehicle if you're on the road.
Well, I remember my dad got pulled over for a DUI because he was riding his bicycle drunk.
Oh.
He was in college and he was coming back from the bars, but he was on his bike and cops pulled him over, gave him a ticket.
Because, also a no-no.
Yeah. Yeah,
the more you know.
And I think I've even heard, we've had stories of people riding horses drunk.
And tractors.
And tractors and yes. Getting pulled up. So just think, you know,
any vehicle on the road.
Any sort of mode of transportation.
Yeah.
That you may be doing under the influence, not a good idea.
Just Uber it to get your Slurpee. Just call an Uber.
I know.
Let someone else drive you.
I just wanted to get a Slurpee.
I just wanted to get a Slurpee.
No, but did he ask the owner of the Barbie Jeep if they were okay with that?
I guess.
We just don't know whose Barbie Jeep that is. I'm guessing it's not Casper's.
No. Mm. No. Again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting drunk, going on a Slurpee run in a child-sized pink Barbie Jeep.
Well, just stay on the sidewalk.
You're doing okay.
Stay on the sidewalk or call an Uber.
Yes.
There you go.
That's your side of the bar story. I want to know, what's the strangest thing you've seen while driving?
That's a good one.
Pink Barbie Jeep may be up there, all right?
Check.
Mm-hmm. So we'll take some of your stories on the way. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take those next on 99.7 DJX.